Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's see if Bob and Limits continue to conspire against me. I can take it, Bob. I'm a big boy.
That is not true.
We were actually conspiring during the break.
I know. I saw you both talking behind my back. Craig and I were looking at you in studio. We're Limits again.
He steps right into the camera. He does. I see it too. I have to agree with him.
Bob, how much of the time was I standing over there off to the side right by the window?
You were. I give you that. You slid across and you were out of the camera screen. Back.
We know the Limits game. He likes that airtime, Bob.
Joe, you're the one that says that there should be a camera on me at all times in the studio.
Did I say it was a bad thing?
No.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, Bob.
Billy Bob.
Featuring Academy Award nominees. Is it Demi Moore or Demi Moore?
Demi.
Demi Moore,
I think.
Andy Garcia and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, Bob, let's get to the NFL, because everything that happens in one way or another is related to the Steelers, obviously in the AFC. I'm just going to start randomly with the very first game I see, which in this case, boy, I love that music, Bob.
I do too. And it was subtly put in a beautiful stroke of genius by Austin as we go down the NFL slate for week number 9.
This, I was telling my friend Kirk, who's a Bears fan, this was one of the most incredible games in NFL history. Point blank, no exaggeration. Bears 47, Bengals 42. This was laughable. The Bengals were down by how many right before?
14 with like 2 minutes left. They needed two touchdowns.
Yes, exactly. They were down 14 at the two-minute warning, I believe. And then they get one touchdown. Then they get an onside kick, another touchdown. And the Bengals being the Bengals, what happens next? They give up a 58-yard pass for a touchdown. And it still wasn't over because the Bears being the Bears were about ready to give up a Hail Mary to lose the game. As it was, it's one of the five craziest games in the history of professional football. I have never, ever seen anything like that.
Well, in week one, seeing the Ravens blow a 15-point lead with 4 minutes left was tough. Denver coming back, they were dead, 19-0 trailing the Giants.
This was crazier, Bob.
This was crazy. And here's the thing. You're talking about if you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan right now, you're probably sick and you didn't go to work today. Last week, you're at home against the Jets.
Yeah.
And you had him dead to rights and you lose 39-38. This week, 47-42. Joe Flacco is setting records for oldest quarterback to do all these kind of numbers, and yet their defense is so bad.
They should be 5-4. They got rid of Lou Anarumo.
It's not Lou Anarumo's problem. It's a personnel problem.
I know.
Problem.
They shouldn't have gotten rid of him, even though they stunk last year. My God, they were the 85 Bears compared to this year's defense. Did you see Ja'Marr Chase?
Oh, yeah. Not just him.
Ripping the defense on the way into the...
Chase Brown.
Yeah. What a joke they truly are. And that's good for the Steelers. The Bengals should be 5-4. Instead, they're 3-6. Flacco has been incredible. 31-47 for 470 and four touchdowns, Bob.
And those two at the end were right on the money. I don't know.
I'm not sure he's not better than what Burrow was. And it sounds ridiculous.
It's not, you know, when you look back at this, you'll say, well, you lose Joe Burrow. This is not about Joe Burrow.
This is
about their defense.
I know, but that offensively, this is a marriage made in heaven. It's Joe Flacco with Chase and Higgins, and he's just the perfect guy for them. He's a genius.
And now you know why Mike Tomlin didn't like that trade when it occurred.
Yeah, he's a genius at giving his receivers an opportunity down the field. There haven't been many better than him at that specific talent. Vikings 27, Lions 24. Wow, the Lions sit here at 5-3. How do you lose at home to J.J. McCarthy? Everybody's praising the Lions. Are they the best team in football? Are they this? Are they that? Maybe they're not that good. Once again, their defense is racked up. And Bob, you can't lose at home to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy. You just can't.
Yeah, but it's the NFL and things week to week change. And, you know, maybe Detroit was feeling so good about this. It's a rivalry game. They had to be up for that game. And if I would have said to you that J.J. McCarthy is going to outplay Jared Goff in Detroit, you would have not liked that statement. You would have said, no way. He was good when he had to be. He's a gamer. That's one thing about him. You look at him and he is passionate when he's out there. I think that has a rubbing off kind of effect on their team.
Next is an indication, yet again, of how quickly fortunes change in the NFL and how different it is week to week. Last week, everybody singing the praises of the Green Bay Packers and shredding the Steelers, and both seem to be pretty accurate takes. And now the Packers lose at home to the Panthers? And Kraft, the star tight end, is lost perhaps to an ACL.
It is confirmed. It's a tear.
Is it?
And
oh,
he's
my
done.
God. What happens to the Packers now? I take them way less seriously.
I mean, what they saw in the second half here in Pittsburgh, I thought, given Carolina, they're going to go on a little bit of a roll here. And now, after that development, who knows? That division is very much anyone's game. Chicago has 5 wins. You know, I was not going to take them seriously so far this year, but with 5 wins, they're right up there.
Carolina is the story of the year. They're the biggest surprise of the year. They're sitting here at 5-4. I still think they're horrible.
I do too, but they're 5-4.
But they're 5-4, and they go into Green Bay. What a horrendous, horrendous loss for the Packers. All right, this week's opponent, the Chargers 27, the Titans 20. To me, the story here, Bob, is the Chargers lost another offensive tackle. They came into the year with 2 stars, and now they've lost them both. And, man, does that bode well for the Steelers.
Well, this is going to be interesting what Harbaugh decides to do, because you may be in a position where you have to help out your 2 new tackles there who are inexperienced, and then you're going to have to use guys to help them, you know, stop both of Highsmith and Watt. And if you do that, you're using personnel that otherwise might have been used in the passing game. So, Chip, if you decide to chip, help, good. All that does is make your offense, which is a good offense led by a really good quarterback, less effective, I would think.
Patriots 24, Falcons 23. The Falcons missed an extra point in this game. What a disaster. What a disaster this would have been. Who was the team that missed the 2-point conversion at the end, Bob?
That was the Raiders.
Yeah. We'll get to that game.
That was in overtime.
Yeah. We'll get to that. My apologies. Drake May was good again. And look at the Patriots. They're sitting here at 7-2, still atop the division with an unbelievably easy schedule. Maybe they're the story of the year. Wow. 7-2.
Yeah, I mean, could have been 8. If you talk to people up there, the Steeler game was their problem, not the Steelers. They've 5 different takeaways in that game, or giveaways, if you listen to their people. Whatever the case, they're a legitimate team. Drake May is getting better.
And in the end,
each
Bob,
and every day,
they may force, by winning that division, Buffalo to take a little trip to Pittsburgh. And wouldn't that be a
fascinating
matchup?
That would be a 4-5 matchup, right?
Ooh, yeah. What happened today? Yeah. If the season ended today. 49ers 34, Giants 24. You know, I keep tracking. For me, the big story here is Jackson Dart, 24-33, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, a 107 rating, and he was their leading rusher. this kid is going to be really, really good. And I still can't help but wonder if the old Steelers should have drafted him, Bob.
I know you can't wonder that. He was available for a lot of teams. Didn't want to go throw the dart at the dart board, but you were one of them. They did, and he's looked good. He looks every bit of the part. So
with no weapons
he needs,
now.
Yeah, and two of his best players are out.
Three of them, but who's counting? He's
and he's still doing a good job, you know, manufacturing whatever he can, given all their losses.
10 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 251 yards rushing with 5 touchdowns. He's been something else. Limits, would you like to weigh in on Jackson Dart?
No.
Okay, then let's move on to the next game. Broncos 18, Texans 15. I think the Texans have a top 5 defense in the NFL. I think they're great defensively, but C.J. Stroud gets hurt in this one, and the Broncos just keep rolling. Bob, are you going to bet right now that the Broncos end the Chiefs' reign of terror in the AFC West and win that division or no?
Win the division? Yes, I think. But Kansas City will be heard from before they're gone. They may have to go the wild card route and go on the road a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
But I still think they're going to get in. But they got head-to-heads left. You know, that's going to determine, just like the Ravens and Steelers. It will determine based on those head-to-head.
Bo Nix, another good game. Jags 30, Raiders 29. Wow. To me, this is the most significance of this game is that it makes the Raiders a definite seller at tomorrow's deadline. They have to be. If they win this game, all of a sudden you're 3-5. You're really still in it in the AFC. And who knows? But at 2-6, you're done.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that Pete Carroll went for it, went for the win at the end, and the ball got tipped. Geno Smith's pass got tipped away, Bob.
And he had a wide open receiver. If you looked at that from behind him, wide open in the end zone, and he didn't get it out high enough. And how about the 68-yard field goal by Cam Little?
That was also the big story. That thing's good from 75. Are they going to attempt a 75-yard field goal, Bob? Where would a 77-yard field goal be from? The other team's 30?
I don't know. It would be way back there. This one was on the other team's...
No, the other team's 40. Your own 40.
Your own 40.
Your own 40 would be a 77-yard field goal. Is that right, Limits?
40, 50,
50, 60, and then 77.
Yeah, 77, yep.
Limits.
I'm not good at math.
Are you able to speak? I'm calling on you repeatedly.
A man who is paid by the word.
What
all of
is
a sudden
happening
is speechless.
Here? My God.
No, I'm trying to think through my mind of where the ball would be in that situation.
I think what Joe said is right, but that you'd never see one. If you're desperate at the end of a game and you have him as your kicker, like yesterday where Cincinnati was.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They could have won the game with a 70-yard field goal if they won it, but I'm sure they didn't think McPherson was capable of hitting that. If you have Cam Little.
Or Chris Boswell.
Right. I mean, you have guys who can do that.
I'm still shocked. Let's go back to the Cincy game. And at the end of the game, the Steelers got the ball. Let me make sure of this. They got the ball with 7 seconds left at their own 35, okay? And he went with a 5-yard pass to Freiermuth and then a Hail Mary. I think you could have completed a 12 to 15-yard pass along the sidelines for free and tried Boswell somewhere between 66 and 69
and
yards.
You know he would want that opportunity.
I think that's a better percentage chance than a Hail Mary.
Than a Hail Mary. I totally agree with that.
100% agree with that. That's exactly what I would have tried to do.
I thought that's what they were going to do. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, he hit one from 60 yards in New York. Why wouldn't you think that? With room to spare, by the way. So,
what if the Steelers' first playoff win in nearly a decade is on a 75-yard field goal by Boss?
I mean, history. That would be 75 may be a bit of a stretch, but 70.
Well, let me ask you, his 60-yarder, how long?
It was good by 10 yards.
Okay, so there's 70.
Another 5 yards is, I mean, you're asking a lot.
Not really.
Yes,
in fact, I think he could kick from 80 with wind.
80? Well, yeah. Well.
80-yard field goal.
80-yard? How big's the wind gust?
Did you see how much this dude yesterday made the field goal by?
He made the 70-yarder when Bob was on the call in Jacksonville.
Good from 75.
But that was in thick, muggy air of Jacksonville. And that's why I told Charlie, there's no way there's two.
So give me Boswell in Denver with the Steelers at their own 3-yard line. Does he kick a field goal, Bob, from 110
yards? He's kicking from the opposing end zone.
Let me ask you honestly. If you're on your own 35 late in Denver in a playoff game, and the choice is a Hail Mary or Boswell for a 65.
No, it's 30. Would it be, you're going way back. You'd have to put it back at the 30.
It's the line of scrimmage plus 17, yeah, right? Or 13. Seven. Now I'm confused. If you're at the other team's 30, it's a 47-yard field goal, correct?
The other team. So you're saying your
either
own,
way, right, wherever you right. are, it's 17 yards from the snap, or am I wrong?
Counting,
I
think about counting it, the 10 yards in the end zone, yes. It's 7 plus the 10.
Yes. So yes. if you're at the 50, it's a 67-yarder.
Right. If you're at the 40, yeah, it's a 77-yarder.
So if you're at the 35, that it's an 82-yard
it,
field
try
goal.
An 82-yard field goal.
I would. No. In Denver,
why?
I would, because you had 10 yards in Denver.
82 yards?
I once asked Sean Sweezum what he could kick in Denver, and he became unbelievably paranoid, and he said, I know what you're trying to do here. And I said, really? I don't. What am I trying to do? I'm asking you what your range is in Denver. I still don't know what he meant by that, Bob. Do you?
No.
All I said was, what's your range at Mile maybe High Stadium?
Maybe he felt you were going to take that and run with it and put it in the paper or on the radio, and he didn't want to be, you know, the author of somebody says, I could hit one from 75 yards. And people would, I don't know why.
Maybe, I don't know. He said, I know what you're trying to do here. Okay, I don't, so please tell me what I'm trying to do.
70 yards is doable. I think anything beyond that is hopeful.
Hold on a second here. You said this dude hit from 70 in the preseason, right? Was it a 70-yard
field
goal?
70-yard
field goal. In muggy conditions. Now, put him with a wind behind his back in Denver. You're telling me he couldn't kick an 80-yarder?
I just think 80 sounds preposterous. 70.
So
I
did
mean,
70.
68 is now the new record. He has that. I don't know if you can jump 12 more yards to 80.
All right. Let's take the preposterousness out of this.
70.
If Boswell had a chance from 70 yards to win a playoff game, would you give him that chance, or would you go with a Rodgers Hail Mary?
No Hail Mary. I mean, to
Mr.
me,
Mr. P, what would you do?
I would kick the field goal.
So would I.
I trust Bos.
But not 75 or 80. Now you're asking for a miracle. I don't think.
He, I mean, 70 is kind of a miracle, but yeah.
Well, the way it's going, it's trickling down to everywhere. High school. We had a high school kid this year, 52-yard field goal.
Really?
I think it was 57.
Was it 57?
I think it was 57, Bob.
Zuracat from Chapel.
Fox Chapel. I thought it was 52. It's 57?
I'll check just to make sure.
Last game, because nobody cares about the Rams and Saints. Seahawks Commanders is interesting because Commanders seem done and the Seahawks seem like a real Super Bowl threat, honestly. But Bills 28, Chiefs 21. And the Chiefs, if the season ended today, would be out of the playoffs.
But they'll be back in.
I know. But
Sam Darnold, do you think Minnesota's looking back and saying, why didn't we bring Sam Darnold back?
Maybe not today because J.J. McCarthy just won in Detroit. I would have thought that a week ago. But let's get back to the Chiefs, Bob. Let's take a look at this. You have the Bills and Patriots from the AFC East looking like pretty solid
locks.
Bets.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's two. The winner of the North, that's three. The winner at least of the South, that's four. And then do you have three teams from the West, or do you have a Ravens or Steelers sneak in?
No.
You have or do you have a Jaguars or Texans sneak in?
I think three teams from the West.
All right. All right, Bob. Kansas City lost to Jacksonville. May I remind you of that?
Yeah, I know.
And they lost to the Bills. May I remind you of that? Those are two teams they're going to be competing with for a while.
But I think they're at the heavy lifting out of the way here. I think they're going to get a little bit of a roll, and we'll see.
Can I read you their schedule,
sure,
please, Bob? Because it doesn't get much easier. They got a bye week, and then they're in Denver. Then they got Indy. Then they're at Dallas on a short week. They go from Indy to Dallas on a short week. Then they got a really good defense in Houston. Then they have Justin Herbert. Then they have a break against Tennessee. Then they have Denver again. And they finish with the Raiders. I think they're bound for 9 or 10 wins.
I think that might
get them in.
And I think they're going to, those divisional games, they have ways of winning those. They have in the past. And I think with Mahomes and his advanced staff, all these receivers coming out of the woodwork, they're going to be fine. I still believe they'll be fine, regardless of what that schedule looks like.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sorry.
Man, you know what stands out about that defensive performance yesterday, Bob? Is the simplicity of it. The beautiful simplicity. Ray Fittipaldo has a story at postgazette.com. Peyton Wilson, I thought we really homed in this week and kept it simple. He said, we don't have to trick people. So what if they know what coverage we're in? We just have to out-execute them. I love that. And maybe the Steelers coaches were forced into that simplicity by injuries, especially on the back end where they had to put Ramsey exclusively at free safety and Kyle Duggar, who's been here for 5 minutes, playing every snap at what we would call strong safety still, I suppose. And they were almost forced to simplify, and they did. And it was a beautiful thing to watch. And I think that's a lesson to take into the next game and the next game and the next game. I think defensively, they may have the talent to say, this is what we're doing. Go beat us. We don't have to trick you. I like that philosophy.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, every now and then you want to throw in something that they don't expect. But for the most part, it's mano and mano. It's just go after it and win your battles. And they have guys who can do that. Now, you're going to find different schemes. Again, I thought it was inviting for the Steelers to get after the quarterback because they did not help their tackles with any sort of chipping or extra personnel over there. And if you believe in your offensive line, as Indy has done all year, and they're a good offensive line, all right, you're not going to have anyone there help them. But you got both guys getting around the edge very quickly. Highsmith was as quick as I've seen him in a long time. And you know what? When he does a dip move and he gets leverage that way, you're not going to beat him. And so Daniel Jones knew, and he had to feel more pressure, even if it wasn't there as the game went on.
Good for all those guys. Jack Sawyer, too. Highsmith was so great yesterday, and they chose not to chip TJ on his game-changing play. He needs to make you pay for that. Donnie back there watches all 22. Did you know that, Bob, that he has access to all 22?
That's the best video you can get to try to break down who's
Do you watch that?
Yeah, we have it down there. I don't watch it all the time, but when I want to find out something specific, you can go to it.
I mean, there were guys wide open on TJ Watt's strip sack. Guys wide open, but that split second that he had because nobody chipped him made all the difference where he got back there in a
And he used his left hand to pry that ball away. That's a strong move because he was going to the ground.
Yeah.
And, man, I was surprised it came out. And then he wrestled it right away from Jones, who had no chance.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, partly cloudy today, a high of Hardy Nickerson 54, a low of Fast Willie Parker, a low of 39. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob was kind of a master of ceremonies with the Super Bowl 40 team this weekend. It sounded like a lot of fun, Bob.
Really
a lot
was.
Of the guys back in town. How about the Farrier pigeon? James Farrier. I love that guy. Was Lamar Woodley there?
No, he wasn't there.
Was he on that team? That was more Clark Hagans, wasn't it?
Probably Hagans. I can't remember specifics
me neither. I can't remember who
Lamar Woodley had a role in a lot of this, but I don't know if it was that season. It may have been shortly after that season. He was drafted. That was Tomlin's first draft, right?
You're right. That was Tomlin, Timmons, so he wasn't even there. Yeah.
Lawrence Timmons and him, right, the very next year. So.
And that was really sad with Clark Hagans, who passed away a few years ago at age 46. My God. But you saw Heath Miller. You saw Randall L. Cower. Dick LeBeau, you said, sounded great at age 88. He was still a coordinator in the league when he was almost 80.
Yeah, and he did some great things with that, and he mostly said that I just gave them the blueprint. They had to execute it. So he wanted to defer any attention he would get onto the players.
Yeah.
And, you know, the legendary stuff of him reciting "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," they all commented on what that meant to them because it was like a bonding moment unlike any they have ever had before, where here he is, this defensive coordinator, almost like a grandfather to some of them, sitting down and just getting together, almost like having hot chocolate, and he recites "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
It's too bad that Troy wasn't there, Bob. Did you hear why?
No, I'm sure a lot of guys had conflicts. Just because you pick a date, you never know what's on that date.
Yeah.
You know, who knows why. But I'm sure if they wanted, if they could have, they would have.
All right, NHL tonight. Penguins in action against Toronto. That's an enticing matchup, yes.
Jarry has been really good. He's going to get the assignment again tonight. It's amazing what happens, though, when you clamp down a little bit more defensively in front of any goaltender. I think he's been better because of that. But he's also just been better, period. And we'll see. You have to get to those high leverage games before you make an assessment on him, but he's doing everything they could have asked at this point.
Prediction on the game, Bob and Limits, and the MVP of the game tonight would be who? I say Penguins 5-2, and I'm going to go with Erik Karlsson, who I think is off to an excellent start.
And he's doing things what you wouldn't. Maybe he's trying to impress the people for that Swedish national team for the Olympics.
Yeah. Could be.
I think the Penguins are going to win in overtime 4-3. And I think the game-winning goal will come from Anthony Mantha.
Ooh. I think the Penguins will win 4-3 in regulation, and Ben Kindle will have a big goal.
Got to love that kid.
Man, they have a decision to make with Brunic coming up. All right, guys. See you tomorrow, Limits. Bob, you'll be at the Tomlin News Conference. We'll be all over that on Pompin Joe.
That'll be interesting. It's set for the Chargers. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
See you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.